Got the rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded.
I remember when I was a kid, I had the same priest from kindergarten because I was a Catholic kid, right? You go to catechism,
mm-hmm.
which is Sunday school, but we had it on Tuesdays. And you go there and you would go.
And it's called fucking catechism?
Catechism. And it was, if you were first grade, you go to first grade. And I went from the time I was a first grader to the time I was a senior in high school. I was very deeply involved in the Catholic religion.
Damn.
And I never got touched despite my best efforts.
You just got to
I guess the priest wasn't a chubby chaser.
But he should have been.
But when I graduated high school, we had a different priest.
Hey, man. I think you're molest worthy. Yeah. Prove. You're handsome enough.
I'm very handsome.
If you were a kid, I'd fuck the shit out of you.
Absolutely.
You were just 17 years younger.
That's all.
Well, you gotta be 17 or under. You know, and, it doesn't count.
But I remember the when I was in the 10th grade, the priest got moved for touching a kid. Jeez. Yeah, but he didn't touch the kid in like a normal way. He didn't like molest the kid. I remember when we were because at catechism we would meet all the classes would meet at first, and he'd give a little sermon. And I'm like, dude, I'm like 9th, 10th grade. And there was this kid who was a 6th grader. And he asked Father, he's like, what time is it? And the priest just gets up and walks towards him and slapped the fuck out of this kid. Slapped him in front of everybody, dude. And it's like, when you're here, it doesn't matter what time it is. And he slapped the shit out of that kid. And that's why he got moved. And I always tell people, like, yeah, he got moved for touching a kid. They're like, what? What happened? Like, he slapped this Mexican kid right out of his chair.
When I was in high school, it was right when they were getting touchy about the football coaches fucking you up. Like, they used to be able to kick your ass and people getting all butthurt about that. You need a little what? What are we looking for?
A little beer. A little brewski.
A little more
beer. Carlos, Carlos, when I look at you and I do this.
Mm-hmm.
When I do this, I mean beer.
I got you, baby doll. I got
you. Hopefully, opens it extra wide.
Where are you at?
I'm towards the end of mine.
I'm 3 in. You got two to.
We were trading barn jokes. I thought for sure that was gonna end in a punchline. And
oh, me talking to you about beer.
And it was
was there really a Mexican kid that got smacked?
Yeah, Neto Pacheco.
So I gotta ask, what stories are real? Was wholeheartedly. It's hard to tell with Nikki, isn't it?
Yeah, he will tell. It's usually at the end you figure out he's bullshitting.
I think
that one was just good enough that it might have been too.
I think I'm picking up on it a little more. Yeah, that seems like it was. Genuine.
Yeah, this is the most we've ever hung out in our lives, Carlos.
Well,
and it's been pleasant.
We've hung out before.
Not like long. This. And a lot of it, we were fairly sober.
Yeah.
And we really got to know Charlie. Charlie is a man of the people.
Is a man of people. Talking about me?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying this. Like, yeah, dude, if we did have a kid.
Are you guys going to fuck tonight?
No, maybe, no.
You should.
I don't think so.
There's a distinct possibility.
Can I watch?
Yeah.
$50 right now? Absolutely. Yeah.
I've got 30. I'll give you the other 20 later.
Yeah, deal.
After the first of the year, I'll get you the other 20.
I would pay good money to see that, but it's much cheaper to hide in the closet. I did that once when my brother was fucking
I commend you for your fruit.
Was her name? Brandy was her name. I don't remember her last name. My brother was fucking this chick on my bed and I was hiding in the closet watching. It was awesome.
Yeah, I remember this one time where a couple of my buddies were about to tag team a chick and they're like, hang out in the corner. And I was like, all right, yeah, well, maybe at the end of this, maybe I get a little taste. And I remember it was this delicious little hoe named Madeline, right? And my buddy P. Diddy and Derek Vogrenik, I don't know if they listen to this podcast, probably not. But my buddy P. Diddy and Derek Vogrenik, they had fucked this lady named Madeline. I don't remember this little swamp donkey's name. But I remember they were fucking the shit out of this chick at the same time. And I was sitting in the corner And it was a small corner. That's awesome. It wasn't even like a big enough corner for me to jerk off. I just had to sit there and listen to it while I was pissing pre-cum. Nice. And I remember she was like, out of nowhere, and she did not know I was in the room. Oh my God. I was just in the corner behind this chair, just thinking like,
just damn near rape.
And I was, and at the end of it, I'm like, and I really thought like, it's gonna be a four way at the end of this. Me and my good buddies are gonna fuck this lady, and then they're fucking, and I can hear the cock slapping. Assholes puckering, and I can hear all that. It was asthma. You know, the kids call it asthma.
Asthma. ASMR.
Yeah. ASMR. I like to say asthma.
Asthma's a better word.
I didn't know there was a sound to asshole puckering.
There is not, but I heard it that day.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Like a screeching, like a T-bone. I remember it's, this lady
it must
saying,
be like a dog whistle, only you can hear it because it's in it a frequency.
Well, I knew what was going on.
Chuck's got unique ears.
Chuck's got unique
ears. Only dogs, me, and racists can hear
That's neither here nor there.
That's a deep joke right there.
But I remember this lady saying, I feel like an Oreo. And one of my homies and you just got double stuffed. And your reaction was the same reaction I had. Because I popped up behind this couch. And she's like, "What the fuck, man? You got people in this room." You know what I mean? And I was like, I just got here. Like, is there any chance I can fuck you too? But she wasn't too keen on the idea.
You're just an Oreo.
You don't want to be an Oreo. You don't want to be an Oreo. You want to be like a thing where the, you know, it's like a that.
Wendy's triple.
I don't have to explain it to the lady. But she wasn't cool. And I remember one of my buddies, and I'm sitting in the corner, and this little, and he had, it was a tiny house. Because it was a college, because we live in a college town, like Price is a college town.
Yeah.
And CEU there was this school. Yeah, well, and it's USU Eastern now.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. It's a four-year college, baby. Yeah. And, but anyway, so he lived in this apartment that was in somebody's backyard, and it was a dollhouse. And I remember his room was just a triangular thing. And I remember sitting in this thing, and I'm listening to him, and one of my homies gets up, and he jerks off out the window. And I'm sitting there in this chair just watching my buddy.
Why out the window when there's a perfectly good set of titties right there?
Well, he was stupid.
Yeah.
He was a stupid bastard. P. Diddy, he'll listen to this.
P. Diddy, but P. Diddy, stupid,
like, you could have came on that girl's face.
Yeah.
And that's a way bigger deal.
He didn't want to disrespect her.
And then...
Was it windy that day? Maybe he wanted to see how...
it was the end of summer, so it could have been... It was like late September, early October.
Maybe he wanted to see
how... It was a second-story window, I would do.
Take a nut.
It was two stories, I would do. Carry his nut, yeah.
And that's a weird thing to want to know.
You ever fucking in front of your friends?
Is it, though?
I fucked in front of Austin.
Is it, though?
Austin's the only friend I've
before,
fucked in
before, because Doggy wasn't, he's not a swinger, but before he decided it was time to fuck my wife, he used to take pictures for us and watch me fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I'm not, was the there was awesome this one time where I hooked up with this nice, sweet, and I talked to him still.
So that's how we groomed him, actually.
Oh, Jesus, there's a thing. So there's maybe somebody, hopefully my mom doesn't listen to this, but I was fucking this sweet, delicious twink, and... And he's like, "Do you mind if I videotape me sucking your cock?" I'm like,
"Yeah."
Is my face gonna be in it? He's like, you know, I helped him do the camera, so it was just him sucking my cock. I was like, you know what?
That's a hard thing to get in.
I think we can do that, right? Because I don't want my face out there. Put my cock out there. I go, shit.
Me too, obviously.
But not my face, man. I remember when I was a young dude, I seen my mother on Adult Friend Finder.
Oh, that's a nice website. It used to be.
It's not a nice website. I seen my mother on it, you fucking bird.
Now they charge for it. It pisses me off, man, because Adult Friend Finder, you used to produce a shit on there. It's a beautiful website. Your mom is my age. I don't care. I
guess sometimes I thought about it. I was
I'm
like,
on the record. I promised when I first moved in that I would never try to fuck.
I remember like because DeLeon lives with us now, right? And then so like I remember he like Venmo'd her.
That's why Venmo
like is like, that's your mom. I'm like, no, that's not my mother. That ain't what the fuck she looks like, dude. She's hitting the angles. She's fucking 55 years old, buddy.
Is she as hot as that picture?
Oh, here's the thing. So like, she was a big, chunky lady her whole life. And then she had the little surgeries.
Yes, sir.
She had a little lab man, right? And now she like looks like kind of like a melted candle. And then she does that because she's like, you used to run, man. Why are you running? You got to get back to the gym. I'm like, well, that ain't what you did. You didn't do that. Why are you giving all this, free info? Because she's like that. Because she hits me up and she's like,
I don't drink.
He can drink. But
Chuck is a recovering alcoholic.
Did you know this baby boy?
Good for you.
27 years, February 2nd. Or February 4th will be 27
good for you,
years.
Tough. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, I should. If it bothered me, I wouldn't.
I got him stoned on accident a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, hey. He hotboxed the car. I was fucked up on stage.
He was like looking at his hands for 20 minutes. I'm like, it's just weed, bro. You only
they
smoke.
Were, I think, I can't remember. It might have been Glasscock recorded me outside the Wise Guys, and I was repeating myself. I didn't even know it. I was fucked up.
Which is more of an alcohol thing, but yeah, I mean, weed is. You always
I'm a drug
end up
addict.
Looking at your hand.
I'm a drug addict.
Every
I'm
time
not supposed
you
to
do any
yet.
Psycho like psychoactive substances, you always end up looking at your hand.
I distinctly try not to. The last time I properly
because you fucking want to.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because the last time that I tripped, like properly tripped. Me and Brandon, we were watching RJ's house.
Did you make love?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to tell me you made love.
Me and Brandon. Oh, dude, no. That was the thing. I don't think he cares that I tell this story. But like the first time, because RJ asked us to, because we were roommates, and he asked us both if we would do it. And I think he only asked Brandon too, because he knows he remembers
gay
things.
Gay as fuck.
And I don't remember things. And but anyway, so me and Brandon are just at RJ's house and it's like late at night and we're just watching a movie and he looks at me and he's like, if you want to fuck, I'll be upstairs. And I told him, like, you're going to be up there.
Very smooth.
You're going to be up there for a while, homie.
Very smooth.
Because I don't think that me and you are, what do you call
it?
And we never did. But
I called in. I couldn't bring myself.
How was it?
Oh, I texted you off tonight. My bad.
How was the date?
Still ain't fucking the stupid ass hoe, man.
DeLeon is a guest on the podcast now. Talk about this.
Oh,
partners in crime. Man. Partners in crime. Our roommate DeLeon just walked in.
Of course, we had a great time.
We went to Texas.
We went to.
Oh man, can I have a bite of that McFlurry? It looks amazing.
get up off my 70 Sam now. Get up off my 70 Sam now. I don't got much in this world, but when it comes to dessert.
Look, you gotta watch the way Carlos like licks the end of a McFlurry, though.
I wouldn't care. This is mine. I go get you one.
You know,
but this one right here, mine.
You know.
Tell us about how you falling in love.
Man, I love it.
You falling in love, you are.
I love that little stupid ass bitch.
You are? And you ain't fucked yet.
I ain't never had this happen.
I was telling last night.
Just said like
last night. Hey, man, I was telling her last night when he was out of town, we'd always tell people, don't never fall in love with a bitch.
Don't ever do that.
And the prophet, the man who spoke those words is...
Don't ever fall in love with a bitch.
Well, so here's the thing. You can fall in love. Don't you ever tell her you love her.
Yeah.
Don't you ever say I love her.
You ain't said that. You didn't say that. But you're feeling...
I love me. But I love this bitch.
Man. Where's she from?
Here? No. Yeah, she from here.
She a white chick?
She's
Spanish.
Black and white.
She black mixed. And white.
Yeah, her mom's white and her dad.
Ooh. Is she more light-skinned like or what? Where does she lean toward?
More light-skinned.
She got good hair.
Oh, her hair to her ass.
She said she got good hair.
Her hair to her ass. Like,
down that's,
her what
that, that's a thing.
Oh, baby.
Man, I missed this bitch already. I just seen the stupid ass bitch. I don't like it.
Hey, she paid.
That's the words of love.
For the scooters? Oh, because we went. So we went.
She didn't pay the meat.
Hell no.
You paid for the meat.
Yeah, I paid.
You paid for the meat.
It was $40.
Kid. $40 for the meat.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Me and Carl, dude, shit. Me and Carl. Dude, Carl came back with fucking $20.
I did.
Doing what?
I bought us this beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we play like a game and everybody got money.
I went out on the street and I gave a handy to some stranger for $20. Yeah, I absolutely did.
You throw around a wiener for $20?
I think you could get more than that. Dudes are hungry.
Let's see your hand.
It wasn't so bad.
Squeeze my two fingers.
I was looking at my phone the whole time, so I don't think it really counts, you know?
Oh, you
could
get more.
Oh, you're just watching
asteroid videos. At least get 50.
80s video games.
I was giving it a handy.
You at least get 50 off a dude.
Handies ain't fun. Handies to vaginas are fun. Handies to dicks ain't fun.
Hey, you know.
You ever give a handy to a dick?
Can't say I have.
Yeah, you have. And it's a long process. But if you take those and you do that for long enough.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna. It's gonna.
No,
you'll get the juice.
Man in Perump told me.
How was the party?
Side to side action.
Tremendous party, dude.
That's great.
They ain't had no food or nothing.
Yeah, we had food. We got drank, dude. I won a bottle of fucking. I bought a box of these. Check these. You want one?
What is this?
Oh, is this still recording?
Oh, I wanted one. You're offering me one. Let me have. Yeah.
And I'm on the wagon.
And it's Tito's, man. If you don't have nothing to drink with it, then it ain't fun.
Excuse me, man.
You know what I mean?
Don't you just down that by
I'm
yourself?
I'm an alcoholic, not a Barbie doll. So, that's a quote.
No, I'm just trying to see Carlos drink that whole thing.
You about to drink that whole fucking thing? No, the.
It's vodka, too.
Yeah.
Tito's.
You guys are rock stars. I'm at the table with some rock stars.
Ooh. Spicy.
Yeah, it was a very fun night, dude. Like, because
well,
we get
was
there.
Was he loaded? He was loaded off the yak or what?
Oh, he was, dude, homie's a weed man.
Oh, you began blowing.
Dude, he smoked mad weed. The people that I work with don't know that he is, but he is, dude. Like, his whole garage smelled like mad weed. I'm like, no, he smokes weed, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Are these still illegal in Utah?
Yeah, they are. Well, I mean, I don't know if they're illegal, but you can't sell them here.
Mini bottles.
You can't sell them here. I don't know why they're illegal, but I know that you can't sell them here.
Here's the history of this for anybody outside of Utah.
That was impressive.
I was going to sip on this one, but you challenged me.
No, here's what happened. You used to in Utah. You, if you went to a bar,
I'm
about to give you the history of what's up with the mini bottle in Utah.
Oh yes, I'd like to know the story.
Okay, so back in the day, if you went to a bar, they couldn't sell you a mixed drink. They could give you a soda or whatever is in that mixed drink. Mm-hmm. You had to bring your own mini bottle into the bar and mix the drink yourself. Mm-hmm. And then when they decided to make alcohol legal, well, first they did private clubs. So you had to buy a special membership.
And that's why you could smoke in bars in Utah for a long time.
Yeah, well, what happened was when they made private clubs legal, for some reason they decided to make kegs and mini bottles. So now you had to have a mini bottle before, and then they made it illegal once they said you could have a real bar in Utah. It's some fucked up religious shit that I don't know why they did it. But and that's why you can't get like a party bottle in a grocery store because they're technically a keg and they're illegal.
There was a time like maybe like 8 maybe like maybe 12 10 12 years ago where Heineken was selling a mini keg.
Yeah, that was the party balls they had.
Yeah, and it was like a keg that you could pay for at a grocery store.
And that's like a 12.
And I think it was like
basically like a 12.
It might have been a 30 pack. Might have even been a 24.
Ooh.
But I remember when that was a thing, dude. And I remember that's what everybody would bring to the parties when I was a kid. And that's fine, dude. I don't mind.
My mind was fucking blown when they passed the law where you can buy alcohol. Well, gas stations and shit after what?
Oh, that was a thing in my county the entire time. So listen to this. Listen to this.
It was recent. The last couple years.
County by county.
No, Carbon County was its own microcosm. Mm-hmm. And for that being said, so Utah, right? In my little town, the mom and pop grocery store there, you know what you can buy? Crown.
No shit.
You can buy liquor in that grocery store. And it's the only grocery store in Utah. You get whatever. You go there, you get OE, you get...
I wish you could buy fucking wine in a grocery store.
What?
I'd be so much more.
You can't buy You kind of can.
Where?
When you go to that Smith's over there, they smell like... or they sell like...
It's not wine.
Is it malt liquor? What is it? Because they come in big wine ass bottles.
They still have to stay that 5% bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And the line used to be it was only 5% for domestic beers. And then before that, it was 3.5% for any other beer. So there were also a lot of
I like the way you did that. I'm going to do me something. I forgot I got that water.
There are also a lot of...
man. I can't fuck with that one. What's up with the clock dick?
There were also a lot of... there are also a lot of beer companies...
That's a Carl one at the...
lowered their alcohol content.
Don't let it touch your lips.
To be able to sell it here.
That wasn't even a religious thing. It was all the high elevation states.
No little water.
They were all 3.6. Utah was religious. They went 3.2.
But you just bounce it off your teeth, bro.
Motherfuckers get fucked up at higher elevations.
Why in my mind I thought she was going to come?
Come and do it.
Just hold it up to her mouth. What the fuck, man?
I don't know how much podcast we can use at this point.
All of it.
There's too many of us talking at once. You can't hear shit when that
happens. No, this is good, buddy. We got a four-way going.
Go ahead, Chuck. It's on you. Have the floor.
Oh, we ain't seen it. All the mountain states were big chunk of them were 3.6% because motherfuckers would come up from sea level and think they can drink the same amount of alcohol and get fucked up.
It's not.
So they had a lower percentage. But Utah went 3.2 instead of 3.6 like everybody else. And that was religious. Mm. But this dude who worked for the DABC, Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, for those of you that ain't in Utah, he was telling me one time, he said, here's the little secret. This back when it was all 3.2 and 3.6. He said, ain't nobody brewing a special batch for Utah. So he said they either brew them all at 3.2 or they brew them all at 3.6 and we just go close enough and look the other way. So it was 3.6 before they raised it.
Sneaking it in a little bit?
Yeah, they was just, because they weren't going to, that's when Utah was forced to change the law because all the other high elevation states changed theirs and all the breweries told Utah we ain't doing special shit.
Domestic beers were allowed to go up to 4. Time. Now when you buy them in stores, they're 5 point something, which huge difference.
Yeah, they had upped the percentage on a lot of things, they brought the percentage down on the amount that you could drink as a driver.
Yeah.
I got a DUI.
They lowered it.
Yes. It's 0.5. It was 0.08.
You can use mouthwash and get a DUI.
Not a 0.05. You'd have to actually drink some.
I got a DUI.
Was that two beers?
Basically.
0.08 was two beers for 155-pound person.
Yeah, I forget what it was because I got a DUI on the first day of 2012. They lowered it because I blew a 0.082 on New Year's. And I got caught. I was pulling into my girlfriend's place at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were there. And then he stops me. And I was like, oh, we're here. We're at the house. You can do shit. So he comes and he asks questions. And then he leaves. And I give him my what do you call it? And I put because I had a bag of weed and a pipe right in the thing. And I didn't know I had it. So I put some shit over it. And then when the cop came back, he's like, hey man, you can uncover those things. I already seen your weed.
That's funny.
Dude, and the homegirl and my girlfriend's there, she's like, you're a fucking cock block, motherfucker. Fucking cock block. And I'm like, hey, honey, shut the fuck up. And then so I go out and I do the little roadside Olympics, and he tells me, he's like, man, dude, any other night of the year, dude, I'd let you go. I'm like, why would you even tell me that,
don't
bro?
Don't tell me.
Why would you even say that?
Makes it worse.
Because I blew a .082.
What did
you
say?
And so I sit in the back. No, they take me, and homegirl standing in her front porch like, fuck you up. I'm like, hey, shut the fuck up. And I remember they take me, and then I get there, and I'm sitting in the back. And then when we get there, and no shit, we get there to the jail. And he's like, I got a guy. And you can hear all the guys on the inside. They're like, yeah. Look, that was the first one. Mm-hmm. I was the first guy of 2012 to get arrested. And I remember, and I'm like, kind of like, I'm all partied up. And I'm like, that means you're going to let me go. That means I go home. And they're like, no, man, it means we're going to give you a bed. I was like, you motherfucker. So I get in and I'm answering questions. And I remember the minute I get pulled over, I'm texting my buddy P. Diddy, right? Not Sean Puffy Combs. Mm-hmm. My buddy Lex Palmer. I'm texting Palmer.
The Utah P. Diddy.
Yeah, Utah P. Diddy.
What's up?
He is now Massachusetts P. Diddy, but now he lives, you know, back in the day. And I remember I hit him up and he calls me while I'm getting interviewed. And I'm like, that's my bail. And the cop's like, don't answer it. I'm like, he's going to call back again. And it's like, if he calls back in the cops, and I'm sitting there in the little interview room, and they're like, he's like, if he calls back again, you can answer it. And I'm like, cool. And then so he calls back again right away. And he's like, put it on speaker. So I'm like, hey, Pity. I'm like, hey, man, I'm DUI. Can you come pick me up? And he's like, hell yeah, I'll come pick you up. He's like, I'll just sell this fucking kilo of cocaine to the fucking Yeah, right. Because he thinks I'm fucking with him, all right. Because it's like what's the word for it? What's the when you like bad cops?
Bad cops.
Like cops. Starts with a C.
Cops. So all cops.
Crooked cops.
No.
Cops.
No, there's a word for it.
Oh, fucking pigs.
Corrupts. No, corrupts. There's a lot of corruption in my little town. So, like, my buddy's like, yeah, I'm just going to sell my cocaine to the judge. And I'm like telling him, he doesn't have any of those things. And he's like, yeah, I could kind of tell. And then, so they're like, yeah, he can bail you out. But then he calls, and, like, all the bail bondsmen were drunk, too. So I had to stay the whole fucking night, dude. And they stuck me in one of the bouncy rooms for the suicidals.
Yeah.
And it was all bouncy.
Is it where you can't sit down?
Oh yeah, you could, because they gave me like a bedroll, and they were like, they kept encouraging me to sleep. I'm like, no man, I'm gonna fucking. I bet I walked 10 miles in that little room.
The drunk tank is a fucking ridiculous.
You've been there.
You have to keep standing. You can't sit down. You can't lay down.
I got lucky because this DUI that I got. So I go to jail for a night. I get in trouble. I get the ticket. They give me a ticket that says you can drive for the next 30 days. But at the end of that 30 days, you don't have a license for 6 months. So get your shit together. Right. So I don't do it because I'm 23. I'm a punk ass kid and I don't do any of the things they told me to do.
So you didn't go to court?
I didn't go to court. I didn't fucking do nothing. I just kept driving. And I drove for 6 months, dude. And then so finally, because this was my logic. I'm like, they know that I am driving and I have a suspended license. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to court because I'm my only right there. They're going to know I drove. So I just didn't answer any of the questions, dude, for 6 months, dude. So 6 months go by and I get the letter that says you're eligible to get your license back. Mm-hmm. You just have to do these things. And then, I drove the whole time. The whole time I was driving.
You didn't get caught.
I didn't get caught. And one day I'm pulling out of the barbershop. Mm-hmm. And I'm pulling out of the barbershop and I see a unmarked car right at the Office Max right next to the barbershop. Mm-hmm. And I thought the cop was there getting copies or something. And I pull up to the street because it was a stop sign before you get on State Street. And I pull up to the stop sign. I look in my rearview mirror and that motherfucker's behind me, dude. And it's an unmarked cop car. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And my heart's going boom, 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 boom. And I just and I'm a kid, dude. I'm like 23, 24. And I shoot this gap that even if you didn't have a ticket, don't shoot that gap. And
to
I shot
to beat the light.
I shot a tiny no, because I was at the intersection. No, I wasn't at the intersection. I was at the street, and there was an intersection up the road, but it was a street.
Yeah.
But I shot this gap that I shouldn't have shot. And I look in my rearview mirror, and homie shot that gap with me. And then so there was a gas station on the corner, dude. So I pull into the gas station, and I look in the rearview mirror, and the lights are doing it, buddy. And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. And I got a pipe on me. I got a weed pipe on me. So I just pull into the, and I can see it in my rearview mirror that homie's got his lights on. But I get out of my car like I don't know. And I just get out of my car and I just fucking drop the pipe in the.
In the bushes?
What do you call it? In the trash can. And then I turn around and it's like, you're Nick Lucero. I'm like, yeah. It's like, yeah, but warrant. And I'm like, what? What the hell's a warrant? I never heard of warrant. Yeah, like warrant G?
You got to play so dumb.
I had a piece. I played stupid boy.
Dude, Michael's got a joke about that.
Dude, I was like, I don't know. And then they're like, it's like you have a warrant and you're going, and because it was a drug charge that you were charged with at the start of it, because I had DUI, but they did bust me for the weed. And it's like, because it's a weed charge, we have to search your car. I'm like, fine, because I threw the weed pipe away.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I find weed in here,
you're going to jail.
Yeah. And they found a fucking, like, a J under my seat that I had no idea about. Yeah, buddy. And then so, and I was, like, completely cooperative, and I was, like, bullshitting with him. I'm like, hey, man, yeah. And I'm giving him
there for 6 months.
And you know me, because, like, I'm a talking man. So, dude, homie, I sat in the front seat the whole way to jail, and I didn't even fucking, no handcuffs, no nothing. I got to sit in the front. And I'm like, but I remember I get to jail, dude, and I got there. You watch football?
Mm-hmm.
You knew who Troy Polamalu is? The Polynesian with the long hair?
Yeah.
He played for the Steelers?
Played for the Steelers. Yep. Dude, it was a Troy Polamalu look-alike contest in there, boy.
That's funny.
It was just fucking ripped-ass Polys with long hair. And then so I get there, and it was Mom Duke's birthday.
Dude, you gotta wrestle.
I gotta wrestle on Mom Duke's birthday. And I remember
what'd your mama say?
Dude, I told her. I'm like, hey, mama. She told Mom
sit
Duke.
The hell down.
I told her. I'm like, because she knew who it was when she got that collect call. You know what I mean? Because she had to accept charges.
Oh my God.
And I told her, I'm like, hey,
Nick Lucero.
And I told her, I'm like, Mama. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. Dude, you know what?
You're sitting on my
And I was telling him, like, hey, do nothing. Do nothing. This is mine. So let me sit here. Like, don't come get me.
So how long are you sitting there?
I sat there for 3 days. And then so they hit me up. And I was in the cat that I had to share a cell with. He had just got home from a mission. Yeah, he was big. He was a big Polynesian dude. He just got home from a mission.
And he
went to a party for his family had a welcome back party with him.
Yeah.
And they had him at that bout time that Mike, that Buck does.
Yeah.
And he got in a big fight with some rednecks. And he got like arrested for like assault and shit.
Come on, brother.
And he was all ripped because they let the dogs on him. And his fucking arm was all fucked up, dude.
Jesus.
And every so often they like bring him Neosporin and shit. And so I was there for 3 days, and then finally, like, three, and I remember I called my business partner, the dude I worked at the pawn shop with, and he was an old man, and I was like, hey, Ellie, I'm in jail, and I will be out in a few days, don't you say shit, you just tell people I'm gone, right? So I finally get out of jail. Oh, so here's the thing, so 3 days goes by, and I'm stuck at Salt Lake, mm-hmm. And so 3 days goes by. And they say, hey, man, you're getting out. And then they say, East Carbon's coming to get you. You're being transported. It's my little hometown.
Oh, okay.
But I'm being transported to the county jail there
for
not going to
the court.
And they sent somebody to extradite me. And it was from East Carbon. And when they said East Carbon, I'm like, that's my DARE officer. That's my little league coach. Like, that's one of my buddy's dads. And I'm like, holy shit, man. But it was one of their like smaller cops who knew me still. Uh-huh. And I remember I could just see him through the little square window. And he's like pointing at me. And then I get out and he's like, dude. He's like, I got up and I went to work and they said that I was going to pick somebody up. And I seen on the paper that it was Nick Lucero. And I was like, there can't be two Nick Luceros, man. Yeah. And it's like, man, because he was homies with me. And it was like an offshoot that I got busted for. But homie was cool with me the whole way. And I remember we're driving down the freeway. And the little town that I came from, the two cop cars were Hummers.
This is when somebody else had
Yeah. So like I was driving back in the backseat of a Hummer. And we're driving down the freeway. And the cop tells me, or the cat, this cat named Sackett, who was my homie.
Yeah.
And he didn't even make me wear handcuffs. Yeah. He didn't make me wear cuffs till we almost got to Price. And then we got out, like at the, what do you call it? And he got out and then he shackled me up. But I didn't wear shit the whole time. And we're driving down the freeway and it's like the next truck we come, the next people we come to and they got kids. He's like, I'm going to roll the window down, buddy. You like make a mean face. And I'm like looking at a little kid. And he's letting me do this, dude. And he's like handing me Starbursts. He's like giving me Starbursts the whole way. And then so we get like almost a Price and then we get out and it's like, I got to put cuffs on you. And then I get out and I put the cuffs. And then we get there, and the and it was the only time I ever went to jail where they're like, spread your ass cheeks, cough, let me see that ass. You know, I was like, nah, I fucking hate this.
That's degrading.
It was degrading as fuck, too. And then when I got into my little cell in Price, everybody's like.
It makes sense. You got a good one. Apparently, just.
It was fine. I didn't have anything on me.
They were bored, and they wanted to see this.
It'd be different if there was some foreplay, but yeah.
I don't blame them. But I remember I went into my little pod,
sick, man.
And it was like a handful of people I knew, and they knew me, right? And I was always known like as a kid that ain't gonna fuck up. He might say some dumb shit, but Nick don't fuck up. And they're like, "What the fuck are you doing here?
Fucking up?
Why are you in jail?" And I told them like, "I'm like, you know those tags on mattresses that they say don't remove under penalty of law."
I'm like,
I went to RC Willie, and I just started fucking slicing them.
I know, they died laughing.
Well, they're stupid people, because they're like, fuck, for real?
I don't have any right now.
Stupid there's people, boy. You doing more meat? A little extra meat?
I want some for dinner.
No, Chuck's meat's pretty good. Do a little meat.
We'll cook some up. Well, the podcast is going right now.
Did you eat? Did you guys eat?
We'll just be done with the podcast right here.
What did they have at the party?
That's the end of this recording session. This would be like two episodes.
What did they have at the party?
Last two episodes are the same recording session. Like, y'all give a fuck. Y'all. There's only two people still listening anyway. Criminal minded.